This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Gold gained 1% today, $1,587 an ounce at the close in New York, which is great and all, nice to know, but come on. Kind of useless, isn't it? Nobody actually walks into a store and throws down a $20 gold coin for a beer, right? No, most places they don't. But you might soon be able to in Arizona. A bill that makes gold and silver legal tender there is set to pass. The question, of course, is who's going to use the stuff? Marketplace's Peter O'Dowd reports now from Phoenix.
Republican State Senator Chester Crandall says people in Arizona with a little extra gold lying around will have an easier time spending it.
This gives them the ability to be able to use it as tender and have the same recognition as the paper dollar coming out of the Federal Reserve.
Crandall's bill models a law Utah passed in 2011. Gold broker Mike Rowland supports it. He says the precious metal protects against a U.S. dollar that's losing value because of the federal government's growing debt.
We know in a situation where we're at, they continue to pump money in, which eventually that game's going to end.
Still, putting gold to work will be complicated. For one thing, prices fluctuate rapidly. Rollins tosses a $50 gold piece on the table. At today's prices, he'd sell the coin for more than $1,500.
You're not buying a loaf of bread with that.
Plus,
what happens if I get a counterfeit gold coin?
Monica Heisenrader runs McAlpine's, a boutique in Phoenix full of expensive vintage sofas. She can't afford to get scammed.
$800 to $1,000 on a purchase of a piece of furniture, that'll hurt a lot.
There is talk of repositories where people can deposit gold and then draw down the balance with a debit card. But how that will work is still unclear, so Heisenrader says she'll stick to what she knows best, cash or credit. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.